News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, yesterday, the Dáil agreed to pass a piece of legislation without a vote, which will extend rent pressure zones across the country. The bill goes to Shannon today, expected to be signed into law by Michael D. Higgins, the President, tomorrow. I spoke to Minister for Housing, James Brown, in the last half an hour or so. I began by asking about that report this morning. The Central Bank is downgrading its forecast for new homes to 32,500 this year, well shy of the government's target of 41,000. And I asked him if he accepts this is a more likely outcome for 2025.
Well, I think those predictions have been fairly consistent now for a number of months. We've seen similar numbers coming from the ASRI. And I think the challenge we have this year is we're coming off a much lower base from last year than was expected. We had hoped for much higher figures last year. So what I'm doing as minister is making decisions so we can increase the supply, so we can get that step change we absolutely need. We've had a consistent increase in housing delivery of about 2,500 additional units each year over the last number of years. A number of years ago, we were at 20,000. We've stepped up to 30,000. And we'll see what works out by the end of this year. But we have seen.
But we're not, like, can we can accept we're not going to hit 41,000, I think, at this stage. But certainly take a miracle, wouldn't it?
I think looking at all the different predictions, which are fairly consistent, I think 41,000 is not realistic for this year. And as I say, I think coming off a much lower base than we would have expected when that 41,000 figure was reached, it is certainly going to be extremely challenging.
Okay.
But we will wait to see how the year works out. I don't particularly like getting into predictions. We will have the building output and we'll be able to assess it from there. But my position as a minister is to maximise supply, maximise the delivery of new homes. And irrespective of predictions, irrespective of what the housing numbers will be this year, I'm making a step change so we can get that housing supply up. Because we need to get from 30,000 onto 50,000, onto 60,000.
Yeah.
40,000 houses is nowhere near enough.
Okay. And just lastly, on the Central Bank, what did you make of their finding that the changes you've made on the rent cap, that they would have a positive effect on supply, but they I suppose the sting in the tail, they said it would be painful for renters. What did you make of that?
Well, renters are going through an awful lot of pain at the moment. Rents are too high. And I have to think of not only the renters that are currently renting, but those who are home in their box rooms, in their parents' homes, who need somewhere to rent where there is no housing for them to go out and rent or to buy for that matter. So what we've taken measures is to increase that supply level. If we continue doing what we're doing, the pain will continue to grow as well. So I'm very conscious of the pain that everybody's going through out there who are renting and those who need somewhere to buy as well. So the decisions I'm making this week is about increasing supply, because the only way we're going to address the cost of houses, the only way we're going to address the cost of renting, the only way we're going to get homeless numbers down is by increasing that supply. And that's where we're making bold decisions to get that supply up. We've made a decision to extend existing planning permissions to save them. That preserves the pipeline around rent pressure zones. Current renters in current tenancies will see no change, and that's really important for us 200,000 renters out there. But where we have made a change is for new properties that have commenced now. When they come on the market, the 2% cap, if you like, won't be there. It'll be capped by inflation, and that cap will be there. That takes away a blockage that's preventing investors coming into this country, because they say with the 2%
sure,
cap, they could make a loss. But we're making very big steps in the next coming weeks as well to address the viability piece, because I was never...
And I do want to get to viability, because that is key. But just lastly on this, Mary Lou McDonald, leader of the opposition, says you're all over the place in this. Some ministerial colleagues have been quoted in the media saying they've no idea what we're actually doing. We had the confusion over the rent cap changes. We had the press release being changed. In hindsight, could it all have been handled a little bit better? There seemed to be a lot of confusion last week.
So the policy decisions made by the Cabinet a week ago, Tuesday, those policies are exactly the same today. So the policies haven't changed, despite what the opposition have consistently tried to say. We made some really important decisions at the Cabinet that day, including protecting existing renters, that they will see no change, and also extending nationally a national rent control and bringing in a permanent national rent control, and also bringing in security of tenure for renters for the first time in this country. Moves that were welcomed by Threshold, cautiously welcomed by the Simon community and other commentators as well. So we needed to make those decisions. So we did, and we, I think those decisions will be positive in the end. And I've listened to hours of debates from the opposition at this point. They're very good at personalising politics against myself, very good at cliches. What we're now hearing from any of them are solutions or how they will build the additional property.
Okay, let's deal with the more credible accusation that, yeah, these changes and the central bank saying they will have a somewhat positive effect on supply. But what I'm hearing from the building sector is there is still that, and you've mentioned it, the viability gap, and that viability issue and the planning are the two key issues. So are you looking at some kind of monetary subvention? Are you looking at some kind of targeted tax break, VAT break, land remediation tax relief? Are you looking at some kind of break for developers to bridge that viability gap?
So we're very conscious there is a very real viability gap. And in the changes to the rent pressure zones, we were never going to put renters in a situation where they were responsible for closing that viability gap. That's the government's responsibility. We will be making some announcements in the next couple of weeks. From my perspective as the Minister for Housing, that's what I have responsibility for. And I'm pulling every lever that I can to get housing support.
Does that include some kind of tax break for developers?
Well, tax breaks don't come under my responsibility. They do come under the Department of Finance.
And we know Pascal Donoghue is opposed to those.
Well, I think in fairness to Minister Donoghue, he is always very conscious of the national taxation system and ensuring that the country is on a stable footing and we are in very turbulent times. But anything to do with taxation is always decided within the context of the budget. So it is. But from my perspective as Minister for Housing, I've made substantial changes already around planning extensions. We're making these changes around planning exemptions, short-term lets, the Housing Activation Office, the Land Development Agency, rent pressure zones. We've commenced urban development zones and now established a planning commission, and that's really important.
Okay, let me rephrase the question a different way and just a brief answer if possible. Personally, would you be in favour of some kind of tax break for developers to bridge that viability gap?
Well, I think what I'm in favour of is addressing that viability cap, and I certainly will be pulling any levers I can to address that.
Okay. Sean O'Driscoll, the former chief executive of Glen Dimplex, member of the Infrastructure Task Force, says the bar for judicial reviews on planning applications is far too low in Ireland. Do you agree? Because we've seen housing projects, infrastructure projects, water projects, electricity projects held up for years in the court. Do you agree the bar for judicial review is too low, and is it something you're looking to change?
Well, not only does the government agree, the government has agreed changes in the Planning and Development Act and passed law to change the approach to judicial reviews, including removing the leave stage and tightening what is I often refer in the legal system as the locus standi. That's basically your ground upon which you can challenge.
Yeah, there's a typo you've grounds for appeal now, basically.
We're tightening that up an awful lot, and that part of the Planning Development Act will commence in the next couple of weeks. So there will, and that is absolutely essential to do that, to address that point. So I agree with him, so I do. And the government has already taken action on that and will be implementing that action in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, a few other things before we let you go. Is there an announcement due on changing apartment standards, design, regulation of apartments? I'm not talking about safety, I'm talking about, you know, dual aspect and various different design issues. Is that something that will be coming in the next week or two?
Yeah, so when I became Minister for Housing, what I've been doing is going through each and every stage in the housing delivery to see how I can get the blockages out of the way. The system is, if you like, has tied itself up in absolute knots, and I'm trying to clear all of that, if you like, deadwood out of the way so we can get homes delivered. Standards is something I'm looking at in terms of ensuring that fire safety is protected, disability rules there are protected,
yeah.
No changes around the environment, but can we look at the standards piece in terms of the configuration within an apartment block?
To make it cheaper to build apartments?
To make them more viable.
Is our spec too high at the moment? Is that your view?
We have the highest spec in Europe, and we've had it for some considerable amount of time.
Okay, so can we expect an announcement on that in the coming weeks?
I will be making a decision on that in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. A couple of last things. Approved housing bodies not being able to access funding that they are eligible for. The state is awash with money.
That is absolutely bonkers because they have a track record in delivering housing. Have you kicked backsides in the Department of Housing in relation to that? Because that is absolutely unacceptable, isn't it?
Well, the Department of Housing is making decisions very quickly. We have
They're not though, Minister. That's the point. We've approved housing bodies are saying, we're ready to build these houses. The money is there. We're not being given it. We can't build the houses. It's delaying new housing starts.
Well, I think in relation to affordable housing bodies, what we have is what's known as an open call. So anybody can send in an application and say, here's a proposal, we'd like to be funded. The fact that they're not funded does not mean there's a delay in funding. We can't.
Well, my understanding of it, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, my understanding of listening to the approved housing bodies is they're saying these have been approved, the money is there, and it's just not happening. It's run into the ground in the Department of Housing.
Well, that's simply not correct. So we have released record funding for affordable housing bodies to deliver homes, almost 6.8 billion euros in capital funding already. The first thing it is, the minister was secured an additional over 700 million euros, 450 of it, for social and affordable housing. And we have gotten those approvals, if you like, for that funding out there. We do have a lot. We do have more applications on hand, and as the department
does it need to be done quicker? Do you accept that?
We always want to do things quicker.
Okay, we're out of time. So just a final question. There is a sense, I think, among the public and maybe in the media, maybe the media are somewhere driving this, that we've kind of hit a stasis, that we're making no progress on this. That there's almost a sense of resignation in relation to housing. Do you accept that's there, and how do you change that?
No, I want people to get homes, and whether they're young people or older people, people with disabilities, get people out of homelessness, to get the homes they need and be able to live in the communities they want to live in. We have seen a significant increase in the number of homes being delivered from 20,000 to 30,000 over the last number of years. We have to make that significant step change up to 15,000, 60,000 homes. I'm pulling a huge amount of levers, as I say, around planning extensions, exemptions, short-term lets, housing activation office, the land development agency, rent pressure zones, the planning commission, and more steps to come as well. There is a stasis to get from where we are now up to that next level. And I am clearing off all of that dead wood so we can get those homes delivered as quickly as possible.
And that was the Housing Minister, James Brown, talking to me within the last.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.